You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about the discovery. It changes how you think about development, self-improvement, and evolution. You haven't heard this one before, so stay with us. We use the ecosystem approach. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, tell everyone how this discovery came about.
Well, in the beginning, you know, we were helping people clear negative energy, and that was keeping them from getting what they wanted. And people reported these, you know, great feelings, and it allowed them to do some of the things they wanted to do. If they were stuck getting a project done, we'd clear the negative energy and they'd be able to get the project done. If they needed to have a discussion with someone close to them and they couldn't do it, we cleared the negative energy and it would help. But what we found was that, so we were clearing this stuff and having great success. So then our clients started to say, well, this is great. Now, what about this person, usually one of their heroes? How did they do it? What does their essence look like? And so I started to look at those, the essence, the soul of people who are what we consider heroes, to see what they look like, because I was curious too. What does the energy look like of someone who's achieved success, greatness, that sort of thing? And I started to see that these leaders had the same, their soul looked the same as the people that we were working on. There wasn't any different. We saw the trauma and negative programming from the past was there, just like with all the people that we're working with. It wasn't any different. And I was really flabbergasted by this. And frankly, I didn't trust it. And I kept looking and looking. And we started looking at people who were both living and dead, and we can do that. We've talked to dead people before and look at their essence and take a look at it, and we saw the same thing over and over and over again. So, you know, we discovered, as part of the discovery, that those who achieved greatness and leadership had pain and trauma in their essence too. They had just been able to focus their life force in one area for achievement. But in doing that, by focusing their life force in one area, they created a deficit or a penalty that needed to be paid. And most of the people that we, you know, if you look at people that are famous in history, you know, if you look at the traditional view of them, they just tell you the good things. But now, you know, in today's world, we look at the bad things too. And there's a lot of people, they've struggled a lot. So that even though they achieved greatness in one area, they had these terrible struggles in others. So one of the, and I have to say this, okay? We saw that this negative energy doesn't make you a bad person, but if you achieved, these people that were had achievement, they achieved it with programming, which is an unnatural process. Programming is not natural to the way human beings are designed. And if you haven't been successful with programming, that doesn't mean you're defective as a person. But here's the biggie. Achievement does not remove dysfunction in your essence. That was part of the discovery. You know, if you become a leader, become a hero, achieve something great, a Nobel Prize winner, whatever, it doesn't remove the dysfunction in your essence that we saw with everybody that we were working with.
Well, okay, Jason, what I think you're trying to say here is that we all come in with, a huge deficit. You know, we're born with this. We come in with this. We come into these lives with this. And I don't remember if we were going to talk about this here, but we see that it's because the negative energy has not been removed lifetime after lifetime after lifetime.
Exactly. And, you know, so I looked at people, you know, after they had the achievement, but then I went back and looked at, you know, when they were little, when they were young, and they had the same amount of negative energy in their essence. That's that trauma. Negative energy sounds so blah, like, well, it's negative energy. It's descriptive, but it's not, you know, negative energy is awful. It's trauma, it's pain, it's heartache, difficulties, and these things that happen to us, not only in this lifetime, but in past lifetimes, they stay with us. And it...
Because we never get rid of it.
We never get rid of it.
Right. Well, actually, you and I know how to get rid of it.
Exactly.
And it's through the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. You know, we've heard about lost civilizations, you know, how total civilizations, even here on Earth, basically self-destructed. And I suspect it's because of the buildup of negative energy in their essence. You know, I've just heard lately about some discoveries that there's very likely that there was life on Mars at one point.
That Earth was very much, Mars was very much like Earth,
yes,
correct?
Yes. And so what happened
in
to
its
those,
environment?
What happened to that life force? What happened to that life?
Yeah, where did it go?
Did it self-destruct?
Yeah.
Did the buildup in their essence, same thing happen?
Yeah.
So one of the people that we looked at, this was Patricia's suggestion, was Coco Chanel.
Well, excuse me, the little black dress.
The little black dress. She's the one who was the designer for the little black dress.
She coined it.
Yes.
Yes.
And she's gone now. She's passed. But she also was responsible for Chanel No. 5, which is
timeless perfume. And of course, the original was cost thousands of dollars for an ounce.
It was, she had an amazing success and she had an amazing reputation, and she had quite a reputation as a fashion designer. You know, just so you know, I looked and I saw this negative trauma in her soul. It was considerable. It was very harsh, you know. And then when I looked at her history, I saw that she grew up in a charity hospital, which is what they used to call a poorhouse. And she was deeply ashamed of that. And she became wealthy. She's wealthy when she died, but she didn't have a fulfilling relationship. She hated Jews. And in fact, she was, people thought she had offered information, helped the Nazis during World War II. And I think she was going to be prosecuted, but I think Winston Churchill intervened because of a relationship he had with her. But she didn't have any fulfilling relationships. She had all this hate and bitterness, prejudice. So she had the good, and then she had the bad, which is a reflection of that negative energy in her essence.
Right, right, right. And the bottom line is that, you know, to this day, the little black dress... so many of us have a little black dress in our closet, and, you know, we can thank her for that. But she did all of this greatness in this 20% that Jason is talking about. Well, we didn't exactly mention that part yet, did we? Sorry.
Well, what they took is the positive part of the part of her essence that wasn't encumbered with this negative energy, and she crafted it into a great talent.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And but
deficit.
She created a deficit when she did that.
Yeah.
And that's what programming does. It doesn't create a net benefit. It just moves it around.
Right. Right.
And that's what we're saying when we say that, you know, you can achieve greatness with programming, but it's an unnatural process, and it doesn't remove dysfunction in your essence.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
We saw that removing negative energy helped our clients in their essence. Trauma and negative energy in essence blocks human development and evolution. those who have achieved greatness still had trauma and negative energy, pain, fear, anger, the negative stuff in their essence.
Okay.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to remove the dysfunction in essence. Achievement does not.
Wait, say that one more time.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to remove the dysfunction in your essence, but achievement does not remove the dysfunction in your essence.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to continue the story about famous people who have achieved greatness, their souls, and we're going to talk about their souls, which are hurting and tortured and unhealthy. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about famous people who have achieved greatness and the state of their souls, which are hurting, tortured, and unhealthy. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, I'm shocked. Do our heroes and leaders really have unhealthy souls? And are you sure about that?
I was shocked myself. And I keep looking at different people, and it's always the same, whether they have a mid-level success, high success, it's always the same. But to be clear, when we say an unhealthy soul, it does not mean you're a bad person or immoral.
Okay.
I look at a great example of that is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm.
He was tortured. He was depressed. People think, you know, historians now think that he had what would commonly be known today as depression. But he was able to, you know, he had this great compassion and clarity. You know, it's not that he was perfect by any means, but he did have this great clarity and he had a moral compass. But I guarantee you, he had huge amounts of negative energy in his essence. Mm. So, you know, part of the story is that, you know, I grew up reading about famous people and I love biographies. You know, remember from the first show, I knew I was here to do something important, but I didn't know what to do with it. And as a teenager, I would read these biographies. I didn't read novels. I didn't read other things. I read biographies. And they were fun because they were stories. But I wanted to figure out how they did it with the idea that maybe then if they did it and I knew how they did it, then I could do it the same thing. And, you know, as we talked about in previous shows, I spent years just spinning using self-help and trying to model myself after these famous people and programming myself to see if I could create the talent in myself that they had. As we started to look at these famous people, they always had struggles in other areas. And sometimes that's hard to see. For example, another good example is JFK. I know that he had health issues, but one of the things, you know, most people wouldn't see the fact that he was assassinated as negative energy, but we see negative energy sets those conditions up so that, you know, assassination, we wouldn't normally think of that as trauma in your essence, but we do. And
Wait a minute. Doesn't that connect to the Kennedy curse? Is that what that was called?
Yes. It connects to the whatever that is, which is an energy, mm-hmm. you know, some people call it karma, that sort of thing. That's for another show. But this idea that this negative energy in your essence causes problems for you. And if you're listening right now, that negative energy is hurting you, whether it's in relationships, whether it's with money, whether it's with health, whether it's just feeling good about wanting to get up in the morning and go to work or stay home and during the coronavirus, whatever it is, that feeling of just feeling good comes from your essence.
Mm. Well, okay, but I want to go back to the famous people for just a minute. I want to make sure the audience understands we're not discrediting any of these famous people or anybody's achievements.
Yes.
Not in the least. What we're trying to get you to see here and what we want you to understand is that the negative energy that you're carrying around, and yes, we're using famous people as examples, but you know, it's a good way to do it, I think. But understand this, everybody is carrying around this negative energy. But if you could remove this negative energy, and you do remove this negative energy, by the way, by using the ecosystem approach, think about all of the abilities and things that you could achieve if you didn't have this this negative energy blocking you, telling you, oh, you're not good enough. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, your idea sucks. Okay, I realize that's not a technical term, but you know, that kind of thing. In other words, we're saying that when you start using the ecosystem approach, you can do so many amazing things and even things you never thought you could. You had an idea, but oh no, I'm not good enough, or I don't have the money or whatever to do that.
We're taught that you have to drive yourself. You have to use self-discipline. Yes. You have to push yourself. You have to force yourself. And that's not really true. Yeah. If it wasn't for that negative energy in your essence, you wouldn't have to do any of those things because it would come naturally. You know, so when we see these great people and we're not trying to discredit their achievement, we admire them and but here's what happens. Here's the problem. We admire them and then we try and imitate them. And then if we try and imitate them, we become little robots who are exchanging programming. So if,
well said.
So if this person achieved greatness, then I just follow his programming or her programming, and I can do the same for myself. It doesn't work that way, not for human beings. And often, this is the other thing that we start to discover. People who achieve greatness don't know why, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, we've heard that more than once.
It makes perfect sense because when you're programmed, you don't have self-insight. You're just following some method that was given to you. So when someone asks you, well, what's the secret of your success? You just regurgitate what you've been programmed to say. They probably say hard work and persistence and, you know, being in the right place. Sometimes they try and be modest and say, oh, just, I was just lucky. Well, sometimes they just really are. And we, you know, we're looking at this from an energy perspective, and we see that the way to really control how you develop in the world is working at your foundation, which is your essence.
Okay. Jason, you have talk about the 80%. People want to hear about that.
Here's the discovery. When I started looking at this, and both Patricia and I were looking at this, you know, for years and years, that most people, whether they're successful or not, have 80% of their essence covered.
And by the way, that's an approximation.
Yes, it's not like we took a ruler or we right. weighed it out in the other side.
Right.
But you know, our ability to see energy, it was pretty clear. It was about 80%.
Okay.
So that 80% is, you know, compromised or blocked. It's negative energy. And what we saw with people that have achieved greatness, they rearranged the positive part that was left, the other 20%, so that they would have this great talent. But then they created these other deficits, because as they clustered that, some of that 20%, they would create these greater areas of deficit, whether it's with relationships. How many people who achieve greatness who are depressed or have addictions? There's so many things. People that Steve Jobs, who was known for his temper, but then he died too soon. Mm-hmm. You know, where did that cancer come from? Well, all those things are the result of negative energy, and we're just doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. You know, Patricia and I think about what do we need to make this world better? You know, is this, you know, the world seems like it's coming apart right now. We've got the Black Lives Matter. We have the coronavirus. We have this political divisiveness in our country. You know, it seems like everything is falling apart. And it's not just in our country, but all over the world. Mm-hmm. So where does it come from? Well, we see a direct line from all this turmoil and difficulty to the 80% in your essence. So, you know, our takeaway is that the heroes are not the best among us.
Mm.
You know, if we started to remove the negative energy, then we would, you know, in ourselves, we would probably be much more aware. We would choose leaders who are also more evolved. We could see whether they're removing that negative energy from their essence. We wouldn't give them a pass for the other things that, you know, their deficits, and just look at their positive parts. We would want to see someone who, from a holistic standpoint, is greater, and allow those people to lead us. But since we have all this 80% in ourselves, we can't see it in other people. So here's the other thing. Many people have been, who have great potential, have been pushed to the sidelines because programming is unnatural and the idea of programming is not organic to the way humans are designed. So if you're pushed aside, if you didn't program well, if you couldn't sit still in grade school, maybe you were a person of color, maybe you were female, maybe you're LGBTQ, whatever it is, maybe you just had a funny look to yourself, maybe you had some sort of deformity. It doesn't matter. Maybe you just acted strange. All those things, people in our programming environment, if you don't fit the program, you're cast aside. Mm-hmm. But with this, it has to do with your essence. And your essence, we all have a level playing field.
Right. So, Jason, talk about Albert Einstein. He's a really, really good example of the 80-20%.
Yes. I mean, we love him. He said a couple of things that are just right in line with what we believe, what we know. That he said, I believe in standardizing automobiles, but I do not believe in standardizing human beings. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the ecosystem approach. we don't standardize anything. Standardizing is programming.
Right.
And then he also said the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational mind is a faithful servant, meaning that you start with your intuition and your rational mind should support your intuition, not the other way around.
Right.
Which is what happens with programming. But we all think of Albert Einstein as genius. That's what we think of. But he had multiple wives. He fell in love with his first cousin. He used drugs all his life. He died at the age of 76. When he was young, he had a speech impediment. He talked to himself until the age 9, and they thought he was strange or slow or somehow off because of that. He was slow in school. He didn't do well. You know, all those things are negative energy that came from his essence.
Exactly. But he, even with his deficits, he brought in some amazing things. I mean, the theory of,
theory of relativity.
Thank you very, very much. I mean, and Jason just told me this. I didn't know he was an excellent musician. So, I mean, he brought some amazing things in. And I just want you to know, when you start removing the 80% of that negative energy, you, underneath all of that, is some amazing stuff that you personally carry and you have, and you mean to bring to the table, or you mean to bring to life here in this lifetime. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Those who use programming rise to the top, but they don't understand how they got there.
Okay.
The discovery is that most people have 80% of their essence blocked or traumatized or has negative energy, even successful people, and that the healthiest souls do not rise to the top. With the ecosystem approach, everyone can rise to the top. And the ecosystem approach teaches you to overcome negative energy in your essence and truly evolve.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about the advantage you have with this information and how to make it like what? Gold for you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the advantage you have with this information and how to make it like what? Gold for you. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, how can the discovery of 80% negative energy in everyone's soul or essence be important to those listening right now?
It levels the playing field for everyone listening. And no matter how much success you've had or had not, we're all starting from the same place in terms of our foundation, which is our essence. You know, I think back about when I first started, you know, I knew I was here to do something special. If I would have known back then that it wasn't a matter of doing something outside of me, but starting to remove the negative energy inside of me, that 80% was the key to my accomplishment, it would have been a world of difference, because I could have started right then and there. This is not something, here's the truth about programming. I can do it okay. In other words, I'm not great at it. I struggle to sustain it. So I can program myself for a while, and I've had some moderate success in my life as a result of doing that. But that was a problem. When I read all these books, I thought, well, I do it a little bit, so I should do it a lot more, and then I'd be successful, right? But that was the problem. And the reason I couldn't sustain that programming was because of negative energy in my essence, part of that 80%. Mm-hmm. Here's what I see for everyone that's been, and I don't want to talk to you guys out there right now. If you've been thrown away or shamed because you were different or somehow an outcast, you're all able to remove and clear the negative programming with no limit to your potential or ability. In other words, it doesn't require talent to remove this negative energy. It doesn't require the ability to force yourself, have self-discipline, or any of that to remove this negative energy. Everybody can do it. And programming doesn't make you better. You know, developing and uncovering your essence makes you better. It's how you evolve. So, as like we say this in every single segment that we have, we see human beings that need to be uncovered instead of programmed.
That's what we're talking about, uncovering the 80%.
Exactly. And as that happens, your potential comes out of you naturally.
Right.
You don't have to work at it. You don't have to force it. You don't have to use self-discipline. You don't have to motivate yourself.
Right.
It's just there.
Well, it's really kind of cool. You know what? I want to bring up Jason and I always talk before the show, because we want to make sure the information we're delivering, that we do a pretty good job with it, and we do okay. But I reminded him of a story, someone that is very close to both he and I, and she said to me one time, I had been working with her doing a session or two or ten, I can't remember how many, but anyway, we had been doing a session, and she said, well, I don't believe that I have anything that is of value underneath that 80%. And so, you know, I guess I really don't need to do anything because it doesn't matter. And I said,
hopeless. It was,
it was
hopeless.
Very hopeless. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. First off, you have already done something totally amazing. And you have also done, everybody, by the way, comes in with a purpose, but the 80% more often than not gets in the way. And she said, what do you mean I've already done this? And I said, well, first off, you brought into this world a beautiful child, and this child has this amazing potential. And so, because we had been doing lots of clearing and so forth around the child and you know, for the child, this child's ability to write had just like was flourishing even in early grade school. It was like really amazing. Everybody noticed it, meaning all of his teachers and so forth. And so the bottom line is that this, you know, she said to me, well, what do you mean I brought in this child? And I said, your one of your biggest things that you came here to do in this lifetime was to bring this child in so this child could write. This child could write and write the truth about what he saw.
The whole point is that programming closes you down.
Yes.
It narrows your focus.
Yes.
And it doesn't help you see all the things that you could do, could be. And when you start uncovering and developing your essence, it makes you better. And programming is one size fits all.
Yeah.
But the ecosystem approach, you know, anyone can uncover their abilities. You know, when you seek to hear that voice from within,
yeah,
and you understand that the 80% is in your way, remember that it could take longer than you expect. But here's the other part of that. It's way shorter than trying to program yourself all your life.
To find that.
And running into a wall.
Because
exactly.
it doesn't happen through programming. We know this to be true.
We've had so many people say, oh, this takes too long. This is too hard. This
yeah.
is, you know, this is too much. You know, this is one more thing I have to do, because they're already programming themselves in 10 other areas of their life.
Exactly.
And we say, well, it's actually easier. Mm-hmm. And when you do it, what happens, what's left over, doesn't have to be motivated. It doesn't have to be disciplined. It doesn't have to be forced.
Right.
It just comes out and it's like, yeah.
Well, and I just want to put in that, you know, when you start removing the negative energy, then you can start listening to the expression, follow your heart.
Yes.
And it's amazing the things that can happen.
Often with that 80%, you can't hear your heart.
No.
Or follow your soul at all.
Exactly, exactly.
So I want to do a challenge for the audience out there.
Okay.
There's, you know, for all of you listening right now, whether you're listening to the recording or the live radio show, I know there's only a few people that will get this.
Okay.
There's only a few people that will feel that place within. You may be feeling something right now. Maybe you just feel like a little bit of OMG, or just a little bit of buzz in your stomach, or
maybe
back
it's
of your
even
neck.
Sparked in your heart.
Yes, that's an energy, and you may not even know what that comes from or where it is, or maybe there's a part of you that's going to say, "Well, no, that was just indigestion or something." No, there's a part of you that's saying, "Yeah, mm-hmm. I want this. Bring this on."
Right.
And for those of you that say, "I don't know what these guys are talking about," that's okay too, and chances are that idea is that comes from too much programming. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, it, you know, you'll need someone to tell you, oh, you got to do the ecosystem approach. Look at me. I've done all these things. And it won't, until you see it from someone else, you won't be able to get it. But for those of you that are getting it right now, you got to stay tuned and you got to listen. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. For the last four shows, we've been talking about this process for me and my story, and when I knew that I was here to do something important. So I want you to listen right now for you to that deep voice inside, and this is how you do it. So just take a minute, take a breath, and ask yourself, why am I here? What is my purpose? What is my next step? And is this my ego? And if you're getting answers or you're not getting answers, it's okay. If you're not getting answers, it means that 80% is in your way. Just do some more clearing. It's mm-hmm. cumulative. The clearing is always cumulative. But if you do get an answer, just kind of sit with it for a minute. You know, let it percolate. Write it down.
Right. Right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The discovery of the 80% levels the playing field as we start to grow and evolve. Huge amount of human capital is wasted because people cannot be easily programmed and they're cast aside. If you can't hear or perceive that voice from within, it's due to the negative energy in your essence. And the ecosystem approach can remove and overcome and eliminate negative programming in the essence.
Okay. So, Jason, should we tell everyone how to use the ecosystem approach?
It's this simple. All you have to do is, you know, when we do the clearing, you can be sitting, you can be standing, your posture is not really important. And we say, and to eliminate, gather up those things to eliminate, whether they're emotions, veils and illusions, barriers, just gather those up and blow them into a trash can. Now, if there's not a trash can where you are, if you're driving or something, use your mind's eye and use an imaginary trash can. And if you go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, we have the processor there that you can download and print out for free. And the processor is a real thing in the non-physical dimension that you can blow that negative energy into. It processes it, and then it comes out neutral.
I love that. And then what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. Life force is the most positive, amazing energy ever. And we're going to activate life force to go in and take place within you, where the negative energies once were that we've just been clearing. It's pretty cool. Obviously Jason and I use this every day, but I got to tell you, it's the way to go, everyone. So, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start to remove that 80% negative energy in your essence. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to remove that 80% negative energy in your essence. Jason, you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the frenzy, anxiety, and stress that keeps me from focusing on my best interests, which is that 80% and my essence. Gather up that frenzy, anxiety, and stress. Blow it into that processor.
And to eliminate the anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that is part of the 80% that keeps me blocked. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fears, anxieties that interfere with my evolution. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see I have a lot of negative energy to clear so I can move forward. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on my inner resources instead of external programming.
Good one. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that if I focus on my inner resources, it'll be a lot quicker than if I focus on external programming.
Nice. Good one. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that clearing is the pathway to my potential and real, authentic growth. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I can program myself to evolve and make my essence healthy.
Oh, yeah. Take a breath.
Put that false belief in that trash can.
You don't need it.
Yep.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that there is a lot of negative energy to clear from my essence, not take it personally, and just get it done. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my difficulty trusting that clearing will help me grow when programming seems faster, but it's really not. Gather up those difficulty trusting.
Take a breath and blow it out. Blow it into that trash can. Here's a big one. And to eliminate my compulsion to trust programming versus the knowing connected to my authentic self. Take a breath.
And to eliminate, this is a big one, seeing myself as a machine that needs to be programmed. You're not a robot. Take a breath.
Jason, can we do some clearing for the world with all of this?
Let's do that. And the way you do that is just imagine your hand going around the globe.
Okay.
All around the world and putting that negative energy into a dumpster at the end.
And remember, you're not only helping yourself with this, you're also helping, you know, maybe the guy next to you or somebody that's halfway around the world.
Thousands, millions, whole bunch of people.
And so, it's really good for everyone.
And to eliminate the prejudice and propaganda about energy versus programming that's in the world today.
Whoa. Take a breath. All the way around the world. And drop all that negative energy into the dumpster. And to eliminate for myself and the world the anger, hate, and bitterness that keeps us all from living together peacefully in harmony and in love, not only for ourselves, but for the entire world. All the way around the world, take a breath and drop it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate for the whole world the focus on program solutions versus energy solutions to individual and world problems.
Excellent.
Have that hand around the world into the dumpster at the end.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so we can start removing the negative energy in the world to improve. So we can improve the connections that we all need and want to make our world, not only where we live, but where everybody lives, a better place. Take a breath. Blow it out. Jason?
And to activate life force so I can have hope that clearing will help me evolve and reduce that 80%.
Not only for me, but for everyone. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that I can have real growth and real development, removing the 80%. You know what? Activate that life force. Let it come in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Now it'll blow out any negative energy that's left over.
and to activate life force so I can have the determination to keep removing that 80%, even when it seems too hard, because it's essential for my essence.
Love it. Take a breath. In through the top of your head and any negative energy left over. And to activate life force in through the top of my head so I can be, so you can be happy and healthy, loving, caring, have great health, be able to see negative energies that are in front of you and remove them so you can have the clarity, awareness, and objectivity that not only you need, but everyone needs so we can be better and so that our essences can bring forward what is important for us right now, today. Take a breath. Pull in that positive energy right in through the top of your head and blow out any negative energy left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
So understand that this week we talked about the 80% that blocks your essence.
Okay.
So next week we're going to talk about, once you understand that, then what? Then what do you do? What does evolution look like when you, in a world of the 80%, you know, how can we create consciousness and emotional intelligence and evolution now that we know about the 80%? Well, we're going to talk about that next show. It'll be really interesting. You can't miss this one. It puts all the pieces together.
Okay. Meaning evolution, consciousness, and yes, emotional intelligence.
Well, just, you know, where do I fit in the world and how come I haven't had any more achievement up to now and how can I have it?
Mm-hmm.
That's your evolution.
And yeah. Do I even want it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. So, Jason, how can I get more information and real support for the from the ecosystem approach?
We've made it really easy. Basically, we've set it up so you can do the ecosystem approach for free.
Okay.
All you have to do is listen to our show every week, do the clearings at the end, go to our website and sign up for our free subscription service and our free weekly clearings. And our website is theecosystemapproach.org. Go there, sign up for free. All we ask for is just a little bit of information about you. And we have this free course on there about the coronavirus. And how you can help yourself, prevent yourself from getting it, and heal yourself if you've got it. It's amazing stuff. You know, this is all free. We're trying to make this easy for you so you can try it out. We realize this is so much different than programming that you've been taught. So now's the time to just give it a try.
Well, and the other thing I want to say is, you know, Jason, the thing that you and I want more than anything is we want everyone to be better. Yes. We want everyone to learn to love themselves and learn to love their neighbor, and so that all of us can evolve and move forward as the Creator intended for us.
And we know that programming doesn't get us there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really big one. Tell us about Facebook, Jason.
So we also have a Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org. And you can go there. You can preview the next show for the week. And go ahead and like us. We'd love to have that. We'd love to see that. We appreciate that.
And I also want to say, you know, he whines when people don't like us. You know? So anyway, we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.